good day for the team, good day for you in terms of being part of the team that won it, and a good day being named in the one-day international squad.
Yeah, I found out 3 or 4 days ago. So, yeah, I had to keep it under wraps until it came out. So it's obviously pleasing to be in that, and it's, you know, it's topped off today by winning this game in such a massive game for us.
You've been in good form in white ball cricket this year, haven't you?
Yeah, white ball's gone really well. As I said, well, for a couple of years now, I've done fairly well in white ball cricket. So hopefully that continues with England in the next 5 ODIs if I play. So I'll be looking forward to that.
First one's at the Aegeus Bowl. That might be a chance.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, it's just good to be in the squad. I'd love to play. I've obviously shown what I can do in the last game there in the T20. So if I get the opportunity, then hopefully I can do well again.
Did you expect to be named, or did you think you had a real good chance?
Oh, Chalk said to me a few weeks ago that I was, you know, in contention. And thankfully I finished the 50-over campaign really strongly. So, as I said, that obviously probably helped me finishing as well as I did. And, yeah, it was obviously pleasing to get the call. I didn't expect fully to be in it, potentially talked about, but to actually be in the 15 is brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you've already been selected in the South team, one of the first few named against the North, this new thing in the United Arab Emirates, based on what? Highest rankings, the PCA and whatever. You were always going to have a chance of getting in anyway, I guess, weren't you?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. But as I said, that's the new thing that's coming this year, the rankings for the North East South game. So obviously to top the South group was pleasing. So, yeah, and that might have helped my cause as well.
But the other side of it, of course, is James Vince has missed out on the squad.
Yeah, it's obviously disappointing with Vincey. He's had a tough few weeks. So, but as I said, he can come back to Hampshire and help us survive and stay in this division, because he'll be driven to do well to get in the squad for the winter tours coming up.
You're going to find it hard now after this victory, knowing there's some games coming up you're going to miss out on for Hampshire.
Yeah, well, we've got four huge 4-day games, and obviously I'll be keeping an eye out every day that we're playing. But as I said, it's a great opportunity for me to play or to make my debut in ODI cricket, and that'd be amazing if I did. And let's wait and see what happens.